Okay. Well, we'll have people joining as we start, no doubt. But all of the rest of us were here on time. So shall we make a start? So I only have apologies from Sokol, Gabby. Anyone else apologize?
Yes. Not as far as I know, no.
Okay, thank you. So item number one then is the minutes from our telephone conference on the 23rd of August. Can I have any matters of accuracy on the minutes first, please? Anyone, any comments of accuracy?
No.
Thank you. Okay, so I'll take those as an accurate record of our call. Gabby, would you like to take us through the actions, please?
Sure. We had outstanding actions from three calls back. That was action 6304, but Boswin could elaborate option B in the paper on a closed section on the CCNSO website, including preparation for a conference training session. This action was transferred to me, and it's done now. It's going to be dealt with under agenda point 7. Then we had action 6601. That was Gabriela Schittig to amend the timeline for the CCNSO board elections so that it incorporates this question and answer session at the CCNSO meeting in Dakar, and to send it to the council email list for approval. And this has been done. Action 6602, the chair to contact GAC chair Heather Dryden regarding the way forward for the CCNSO GAC liaison working group. Leslie, would you like to say something?
That was done, and I'll cover that in the chair's update.
Okay. Action 6603, Bob Boswinkle to confer with Kristen Spain and Mike Silver to get their views on regular pre-ICAM meeting briefing calls. These calls have been... Bart, pre-ICAN meeting call, briefing calls. Have you talked to Chris and Mike about that?
No, but I think on the previous call we decided not to do it.
We did, yeah.
Okay. And then last action 6604, the chair to liaise with ICAN board chair Steve Crocker regarding the interaction between board members and the CCNSO at ICAN meetings. This has been done, hasn't it?
That has been done, and I'll report on that under agenda item 8 when we're talking about the CCNSO ICAN board meeting topic.
Okay, these were all actions. Leslie, can I just quickly ask people who joined, because we need to keep track on who's here. So can I just ask who joined when I was talking?
Youngham Lee.
Youngham? Hello, Youngham. So I think we have at least two or three people more joining. Can I just quickly ask who that was?
Fernando is here.
Hello, Fernando. And did anyone else join?
Yeah, Dave Archibald for the particular.
Oh, great. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you.
David.
So was there anyone else joining? No. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Gabby. Right, so just to complete the actions from that conference call then, were there any other actions or matters arising that any councillor wishes to raise, please? No? Okay, thank you very much. So just in time then, David, agenda item 2, the Geographic Regions Working Group report, and we have yourself and Rob on the call. Welcome. You're probably aware that Gabby sent the draft final report to the CCNSO list on the 1st of October. So it may be possible to assume some people have read it, and probably some people have been rather busy with the IGF and things and haven't yet read it. but over to you both, please.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Sorry, I wasn't expecting actually to give a complete presentation, as it were, in 10 minutes. Basically, we have spent a long time, as I think some of you know, looking at the whole region's issue. We've now come up with a final report, which is saying essentially that the present organization of countries into regions is unique to ICAN. Any pretense that it follows the UN Statistics Department allocation, or indeed any other allocation, is really stretching things. We've looked around to see if there is any, if there are any alternative allocations that would meet our requirements, and frankly, there doesn't seem to be a standard anywhere. Even within different UN departments, they use different definitions of regions. We concluded, therefore, that ICANN really has to do its own thing if it's going to be realistic. And we have looked at what we already have, if you like, within the ICANN organization, and looked at what the RIR's organization is. And frankly, that corrects many of the problems or the desires of different countries at the moment. For example, it does allocate the overseas territories of many countries to their the true geographic regions rather than to the region of their mother country. It allocates many of the countries in the, let's say, Eastern Europe to Europe rather than to Asia Pacific, which is what happens at the moment. So the proposal in the final report is that we should move to a regional organization that is, or certainly that uses the RIR organization as a starting point. But it is clear from our discussions that we shouldn't be adamant about this, and that we are therefore suggesting that any country that would move under this reorganization be given the opportunity to say, no, hey, we'd rather stay where we are, thank you very much. We have also said that the board should consider making a, you know, giving a wider opportunity for countries to opt or self-select under some quite stringent conditions, because obviously we don't want, it's just not practical to allow countries to change from one region this year and another region another year. And obviously it would require things like agreement of the respective governments, etc., etc. So that's at one level. We're here talking about the traditional regional structure that we have known and loved for years. We also felt that there is something else we've got to look at, because the regional structure is a formal, if you like, top-down allocation that was originally designed primarily, well, exclusively, for the board, and that has then been extended out to many of the SOs and sorry, I've got a bad frog this morning, and the other organizations. And our view was that organizations such as the CCNSO should have a look at how they deal with geographic diversity, and indeed and cultural diversity.
Okay, so David, where you've issued the draft final report, could you outline for CCNSO colleagues what happens next? What's the timeline? There's a deadline for comments, one assumes. And I think we've got you on the agenda for Dakar to present.
Yes.
Okay.
And I must admit, I'm going to have to turn to Rob on the exact dates, because he's the expert on them. Rob, can you come in on recap the dates?
Yes, certainly. Thanks, Dave. The timing at this point, as Dave noted, it's been a long, hard road from the working group. The CCNSO initially started this process with its note to the board back in November of 2007. So we're coming up on year four of this overall process. And under Dave's leadership, it's been very thorough. At this point, what is posted for public comment is, and it's important to emphasize, a draft final report. It was the working group's view that before any formal recommendations were shared with the broader community, that there should be this opportunity to react to the draft. And so the public comment period that's open now goes through mid-December. I believe it's December 19th is the comment date. And so the Dakar meeting is an opportunity for members of the working group and for the various communities to learn more about the proposal, to participate in another workshop that the working group is going to be holding on Thursday of the meeting week in Dakar. And what will happen is, what we hope is that various parts of the community will take the opportunity to comment. The working group will take all those comments and that feedback, evaluate whether the draft final report needs to be updated. And I imagine, and this is really dependent on Dave's timing as the chair and other members of the working group, how quickly the working group turns around a final formal report in early 2012. At that point, according to the charter of the working group, all of the supporting organizations and advisory committees will be given a formal opportunity to comment on the draft final report, and then that entire package goes to the board as the working group's recommendations.
Okay.
Then, of course, Leslie, it's up to the board to, based on its timetable, act on the recommendations.
Indeed. Thank you, Ralph, and thank you, David, for that overview for the CCNSO. Obviously, Bart is on the call. We'll need to incorporate that final opportunity for some CCNSO formal comment into our work program.
Yeah.
Other councillors, are there any questions or comments for the working group at this stage, please? See, we're all stunned, David. It's been 4 years, and we weren't expecting a final report.
It's been longer than 4 years, actually. If you count the CCNSO bit, it's been closer to six, I think.
Well, I was trying to be kind, but... well done for your dedication on getting it to this point.
Okay, thank you. Well, before I bow out, can I just make an administrative point for somebody to pick up? The Cayman Islands dial-in number doesn't work. It just rings and rings and rings and rings. I had to dial in to US.
Thank you for that, and thank you both, and we look forward to hearing as a wider group in the car then.
Leslie?
Yes?
Leslie, this is Roloff.
Hello, Roloff.
Yeah, sorry, when you asked the question if any councillors had comments on the region's document, I lost the connection. So I haven't heard any comments from my fellow councillors. Can I just start with asking what is expected at this particular moment from the councillors? Are we...
Okay,
do we have to approve something or comment or...
No, this was an informational piece. In advance of the Dakar meeting, simply given that the draft final report has just been issued, I think.
Yeah. Leslie, this is Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Say, one of the, and that's why we put it on the agenda, one of the options for the council and for the CCNSO community is to initiate a CCNSO statement on the opposition paper on this one. And so probably that needs to be formally dealt with in Dakar, but leading up to it, it would be, say, we considered it wise that the council is aware this is happening, because the impact on the CCNSO, if you look at the different territories, etc., could be huge.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so at this particular time, you are not seeking individual comments from councillors on the recommendations that are made in the document?
Not yet, no. Questions for clarifications, etc. But it's more that, say, leading into Dakar, say, this is one of the topics on the Dakar agenda, as Leslie already pointed out, and it will come back at the Dakar Council meeting. And as a formal point, to initiate a whether or not to initiate a cease and desist statement.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I have no
questions. Very helpful question for drawing that out, Rodolf. So, Bart, again, for Dakar, we'll need to make sure that post David's presentation, we have some discussion as a CCNFO, which would guide the council in whether we need to make a formal council response at this stage.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons. If you look at the Dakar agenda of the CCNFO meeting, this item is 45 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Okay, unless there's any further questions, we'll move on and leave it at that, and thank David and Rob very much. Any more last points from anyone? No. Thank you very much then both, and we look forward to seeing you in Dakar.
Yeah. Thanks, Lucy.
Okay,
bye
thank
now.
You.
Bye-bye, Dave. Bye, Rob.
Bye.
Right, so moving on to agenda item 3, a high-level debriefing on CCNSO-related activities. If I can just start as chair, and if you were just timing, rattle through what I've been doing. So firstly, there have been some conference calls with SO and AC leaders where, in effect, we're sharing current issues from our respective groups and also preparing for a round table with Rod that's becoming a feature now of ICANN meetings, where each of the SO and AC chairs get together with the CEO and we're just thinking about what we would like to talk about. The themes will be very familiar and will come out later in this call in terms of the issues the CCNSO is most interested in, I'm sure. I met with the GAC chair, which was an action from the last call, to talk about the CCNSO GAC session in Singapore and how we might organise our session in Dakar. As people in particular will be aware, we do have a liaison working group that ran into some difficulties because of the lack of GAC participation. So for the time being, we are working on a chair-to-chair discussion to try to re-establish those meetings and make them effective and beneficial for both the CCNSO and the GAC. I do have some thoughts that I'm waiting for Heather to comment on. When I've heard back from her, I'll then share them with the council list. I've had several calls with Bart on the CCNSO work program, and indeed he and I are meeting later this week too. This week, some of you will be at the centre meeting later at the end of this week, and I'm presenting to that meeting on a CCNSO update. Whilst we were in the IGF last week, next, I met with Christy Spain, Byron and Hero to talk about the IDN confusingly similar problem, really just so as to ensure we were briefed on the issue. And there will be a paper coming to our meeting in Dakar on that. I met with the ICANN chair to talk about the CCNSO ICANN board session, and I'll come into that a bit further later on in the agenda. Many of us participated in the IGF last week. Carlos, you may wish to comment, but I thought it was particularly nice to see an African CCETRD session where the CCNSO was referenced. And finally, I met with the NTIA regarding the IANA further notice of inquiry and was advised that they hope to publish something further probably mid-October now, and are anticipating some sort of competitive process for the IANA function. So that's my update. Happy to take questions or comments, please. And silence. Byron and Hero, as vice chairs, do you have any updates, please? Byron, do you want to go first?
Sure, it's Byron. Most of the work that I've been focused on has been around the working group I'm involved with, so I'll save that for later. But there has been a fair amount of activity in the finance working group area. I, too, was at the IGF and obviously at the meetings that Leslie referenced my name. I thought the IGF actually was very productive overall, and pardon me, there were a lot of really interesting sessions. I think the thing, one of the things that Leslie touched on that I also thought was very interesting was the explicit comment by Fiona Alexander around the IANA contract and how it would go to an open procurement process. And within the U.S. government procurement process, that fundamentally means it's a wide open contract tender. And maybe other people have heard it before, but that was the first time that I had heard it described quite so explicitly, clearly.
Okay, it is for the teleconference. Is this now?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is
hello?
Suleiman? Is this Suleiman?
Yes.
Suleiman. I'm fine, thank you, Suleiman. Just everyone knows we had problems dialing.
Okay,
Suleiman,
thank you. Okay.
Welcome, Suleiman. We're just on item three, the debriefing on CNSO related activities, and Byron is partway through his update.
Anyway, I just thought that was on the open procurement comment. I thought it was very interesting and probably a departure from the way it had been previously described, or at least certainly made much more explicit. And I will brief you on the finance working group activities when we come to that point.
Hero?
Yes. I attended the Nairobi IGF meeting, as Leslie said. There, I talked about our experience and the preparedness for disasters in CCTLD work proposed by Centre. About the IDN CCTLD Working Group 2, we had one conference call on September 22. I will talk about the working group's activities in the agenda item about working group report. Yes, that's all.
Thank you very much indeed. Any questions or comments for Byron or Hero, please?
Hey, Leslie, this is Peter. It's a question on a detail, maybe, but during IGF, Fiona mentioned the expiry of the IANA contract being September 30th, 2012. I've always been under the impression that it was September 2011 with a 6 months extension. Have you heard anything about that?
We will ask.
Yeah, sorry.
sorry.
What was that?
Completely. That was some remote participation there. No, I haven't, Peter. I shared the same assumption that you did, to be honest.
Okay. So, but the renewal that she's talking about will start from September 2012.
I don't think it's very clear. I'm aware that there is an extension. I forget exactly what the extension was to. Bart, you might know a bit more.
No, I don't.
Otherwise, we'll need to do some research. But if anyone finds the answer, if they could let us know, that would be good.
Okay.
I'll get in touch with Fiona and I'll let you know.
Thank you, Peter. Okay, moving on then. Do any other councillors have any debriefing on CCNSO related? It's one of those days, isn't it?
Paula's here.
Hi, Paula.
I have just three items all related to the IGF. I attended the IGF. I think all the three African councillors did.
Yes.
We had a workshop on Africa Top Level Domain Organization, the regional organization for Africa. We also participated in the center workshop that center organized. And finally, the regional organizations, center, AFTLD, LACTLD, had a meeting where we agreed on areas of cooperation. That's all from me.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Anyone else?
Yes, hello, this is Roloff. Well, we've had quite a few applications for CCS as our membership over the last few months, and the latest one of which is still standing out for the possibility of objections from my fellow councillors, and that comment period, so to speak, will end coming Saturday, and that was the application by .ir, the CC for Iran.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
This is Juhani. I visited Estonia yesterday. I mean, Estonia Internet, it's a foundation, and they are actually running .ee in Estonia, but they are not in IANA database, and they have asked for the redelegation, but there are some problems, and they are working hard to get that redelegation to be done, but when it's done, they will certainly apply for the membership, CCNSO membership.
Very much. Anyone else? Okay, thank you then, everybody, and thank you for your work on behalf of the CCNSO.
Leslie, this is Peter. I just had a question on the .ir application, and Rudolf, I think I already, like, I'm not sure anymore, I think I already sent you an email on this.
Yeah, you did. Probably, we checked.
Oh, yes, and that's all cleared?
Yep.
Okay.
Maybe just to clarify, Peter's question was if there would be any regulations, especially from the U.S. side, that would make a membership of the CCNSO by Iran difficult. And so we checked with legal counsel, and that was not the case.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on because time is moving. Gabby, a update on the elections, please.
Sure. The council nominations ended on the 16th, and the nominee from the African region became Hussana and Mohammed Ibrahim, so there will be an election in the African region. The other regions, there was just one nominee, that's Asia-Pacific, Yangam Lee, European region, Yuhani. The LAC region, Margarita Valdez, Patricio is fed up with us, I guess. Just joking. So, and the North American region is Byron. So the elections in the African region will start on Friday and will end on the 21st of October. And I have prepared all the ballots and everything, so they will be sent out automatically on Friday to the African region. And for the board nominations, the nomination period is closing on the 6th of October, and we have one nominee so far, and that's Mike Solberg. He has been nominated and seconded. And whether there will be only him or even more candidates, there is a Q&A session scheduled to be held at the CCNSO meeting in Senegal.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments for Gabby on that item, please? No? Okay. So let's move on to the working group and the other group update. And thank you very much to the people who've been able to give us some pre-briefing information. That's much appreciated. Hopefully will enable us to be a bit more focused on the call. So the first one is the Finance Working Group, and Byron has given us an update by email. Can I ask if there are any questions or comments for Byron, please? No? Thank you. We await further developments, Byron.
Okay, thanks very much. Maybe I'll just add, I'll just take a second to add, since I sent out that update, Lise, who is one of the team leaders in one of the subgroups, has come back with a final version of the survey that we're going to put out, which hopefully most of you will recall. So it is ready to go, and Gabby doesn't know yet, but very shortly I'm going to ask her to take the document that has been created and turn it into a survey, which we're going to put out very shortly as per the timeline, so that when we get to Dakar, we'll have a better sense of the community's input via the survey. And the other thing is that we have had some more feedback from ICANN staff in the finance department, giving us some preliminary breakdown in terms of information, the kind of information we've been looking for a long time. So the first step has been taken, which is encouraging, but it's still not as fulsome as we're going to need it to be. And I also had an introductory discussion with the new CFO of ICANN. We spent about an hour on the phone last week, and it was basically a meet-and-greet type phone call, so nothing particularly contentious, but we certainly staked out the ground, and I gave him my take on the situation and what we needed and the value of the CCNSO within the ICANN community, et cetera. So those are activities subsequent to the written brief that I provided.
Thank you, Barry. Comments or questions from anyone, please?
Bart, I have a question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Byron. I have a question. You said you the ICANN staff provided us with more of a breakdown, the kind that we wanted, that we had been waiting for.
Yes.
I just wanted to know if the breakdown was actually satisfactory.
They provided us with the first take on what the direct costs associated with supporting the CCNSO are. And they broke it down into a number of categories, which had yet to be really done. The actual explicit direct costs of support with some high-level breakdown. And then also made explicit what the allocated costs associated with the CCNSO are. So those are the costs that we don't incur directly, the various support costs, rent, general administrative costs, those types of things. And it was interesting because those costs far outweigh the direct costs. So it's very early days. We just got them last week. Pardon me. But it will definitely provide the kind of food for thought and discussion that we've been looking for quite some time. So a good first step, but clearly more information is required.
Right. The reason why I'm asking is because I remember the ICANN staff attempted something like this in a much more general way, but they did try to give us something like that, but that was not satisfactory at all.
Well, I think, this is Roloff. It's not that detailed, I don't think we would generally agree that it is now quite satisfactory.
No, it is not satisfactory. It's as I was trying to say, it's the first step. It's encouraging, but that's all it is the first step.
You're such an optimist.
It's more than we've been provided to date. So in that regard, it's encouraging, but it's certainly not enough to sort of end the discussion or the process or provide everything that I think is going to be required.
Sounds like, Byron, you missed your vocation as a diplomat.
Well, you know, small steps, trying to be encouraging of the new folks who are in the finance team.
Okay. I'm going to move the conversation on because that one will run and run for numerous
installments,
I'm sure. The next one is the SOP working group, Roloff.
Yes, first of all, Leslie and fellow councillors, my apologies for not providing you with the written update. I'll do better next time. I'll be brief. ICANN has just posted the first draft of the 2012-2015 strategic plan. They did so yesterday. The comments period will run until the 17th of November. After that, in November, they will do an update on the basis of the comments. On the 22nd of November, there will be a board review of the draft with the update. And in December, there will be a board meeting. We have a scheduled session for the SLP on the 22nd of October in Dakar. I went over the draft briefly. They provided a redline version, which is very useful. It's a 17-page document, so it will take more time to go through it in detail. But the things that I noticed is that there were a few things that were not mentioned before. One of them is be an exemplary model for multi-stakeholder governance. So that's one of the main items they're going to focus on. It's not somewhere hidden in the document, but it's really on the first few pages as a new focus. And another new point is stakeholder diversity and expansion of stakeholder inclusion. Flawless IANA services, and for the rest, of course, there's a lot of stuff on the rollout of new GTLDs, but nothing surprising.
Okay, thank you. Any quick questions or comments from others, Dave? Okay, we look forward to hearing more in Dakar, Olaf.
Yeah, once again, my apologies for not providing you with a written update.
Next one is the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. I'm not sure if we have Keith on the call. No, I didn't think we did. So I am copied onto the Framework of Interpretation Working Group email list, which is rather a high-volume working list. I know the group are actively engaged in their work currently, and I suggest we ask Keith to update us further either on the next call or at... I don't think he'll be at Dakar, but there will be an update. The GAC are also interested in this item as well.
Leslie, this is Bart. I can provide you a bit more of background for the councillors.
Okay,
there will be the FOY working group will publish its first document on obtaining and documenting consent for delegations and redelegations. Probably it will be published end of this week, early next week. So that's the first work item, and they're currently discussing the ins and outs of stakeholder interest group. So that's more or less the local internet community and how that will be documented. And there will be a progress report. It's in its final stages. Thursday they will have the FOY will have a call, and once they adopt the document it will be announced and published.
Thank you very much for that. Let's move on then, if everyone's okay, to the IDN PDP Working Group 1, for which we had an update. Thank you, Bart. Can I ask if there are any questions on that one, please? No? Okay. Thank you. Then IDN PDP Working Group 2, the chair of which is Hero. Again, thank you, Hero, for a briefing note.
Yeah.
Any questions, please, for Hero? No? Thank you. Next one is the Incident Repository Implementation Working Group. Bart?
The working group has... is working and tries to conclude its work plan this week. They've looked into different aspects of the life cycle of such a repository and what to assess which cost elements needs to be looked at, governance models, etc. And they will provide an update at the Dakar meeting, but they're still working on the work plan.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments for Bart on that one? No. The next one is the joint CCNSO, GNSO, IDN working group, the JIG, the co-chair of which is Jan, but I don't think she's on the call this time. Bart, do you have any update on that one?
The JIG is focusing on currently on, say, the use of IDNs, how they could be used. It's more outreach effort, and that will be the focus of the Dakar meeting as well. So that's part two of their work items. They're also following up with ICANN staff on the implementation of single character IDNs, And it's clear, say, for the new GTLD process, that will be implemented in the second round, or in the second application round. It will be part of the IDN PDP as well.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments on that one, please? Nope. Moving on then, the next one is the Joint Security and Stability Working Group, the DSSA, for which we have the written update status report from BART. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments on that one? Nope. Byron still has his call. Item number 5.
My apologies.
Item number 5.9 is the study group on the use of names, countries and territories. Again, I think we have an update on that one from BART. Any questions or comments, please? BART, do you have a feel for the timeline on that one? That wasn't in your briefing.
It's at the Dakar meeting, we hope to conclude or at least have a firm discussion on the typology, and this involves UNESCO. So there will be a prep meeting later this week or next week, and in Dakar we will have a full discussion on the typology. Once this one is concluded, then we can have a look how the different policies will play out. So I guess my guess is by Costa Rica, the working group should have a clear picture of how the different policies work out on the topic and start writing or come up afterwards with a final report. So by Prague, they should be able to make some recommendations.
Okay, thank you. The next item, 5.10, is the GAC CTNSO liaison. Keith is not on the call, but as I referred to earlier, for the time being, we're picking that up between the CTNSO chair and the GAC chair until we have that in a better shape from the GAC point of view. The final one is 5.11, which is the PPC focus group. Now, I know that Sokol's not on this call, and if I remember rightly, the outputs from that group have been shared with the council on the list. Gabby, Bart?
Gabby, are you aware? I think he sent some, say he gave an update some time ago.
Actually, I can't recall that. I'm happy to contact Sokol to find out.
Okay. If you could, that would be appreciated.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, unless there's any final comments or questions on the working group, shall we move on? Okay, so the next item, item 6, is the discussion that we started on our last call around the post-board membership conflict of interest. And there have been some email comments you may well recall on the CTNSO list on this item, and we have to make at some stage, either now or in Dakar, a decision on what we would like to do next. BART has very helpfully outlined some of the options we have open to us. Just to speak to those briefly, the issue is currently being discussed between the other SONAC chairs. But in terms of option 5, hasn't yet been flagged up as a discussion maybe for a cross-community meeting as yet. But could I have councillors' inputs and views on this item, please?
If I may begin.
Thanks, brother.
I would suggest a combination of the options. I think it's a good item for discussion with the CCNSO membership at the meeting in Dakar. I think it would also be a good item for the discussion between the community and the board, but it should have, I think it would be better in that order. So first the membership and then community with the board. I think it would also be an item for discussion with other SOs and ACs to see if they share our concern. And eventually, if we, from those three types of discussions, we still think that something should be done, then it would be something that could cover, would be covered by item number six, and we come up with some kind of a statement. I would not leave it or limit it to expressing concern. I think it would then be better to recommend adjustments in the conflict of interest policy or something. But I would make point six, depending on the output of the discussions, 3, 4, and 5, or at least 3 and 4.
Okay, thank you. As a point of information, I think we're meeting with the board prior to our CCNSO discussion on this. Gabby, you may well be able to remind me.
Yes, we are.
Okay, thank you. So ideally it would be the other way around, Rodolf, but unfortunately not.
Nothing to be done about that. Yeah.
Leslie, Cheryl here.
Hi, Cheryl.
Just on Olive's point about other ACs and SOs, to report from the Large Advisory Committee, it's a matter that we are, unsurprisingly enough, also very concerned about. And we have, in fact, already, we believe, started to encourage a serious look much more widely at the conflict of interest policy, and I would recommend perhaps, Olive, if you have a brief look at our statement that we'll be going into the current call for public comment on the change to just the compensation aspect. We gave a sort of half of 3 pages about that and went on for the rest of the 3 pages on what needs to be changed. So perhaps we could look towards some cross-AC and SO discussions for a more solidarity-based approach. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Any other views on this item? Okay, so what I think I heard was nobody was saying no action. That it would be an item for discussion within the CCETRD community. It would be an item for our discussions with the board and potentially with the other SOs and ACs, and that depending on the outcome of those discussions, we could decide whether to make a CCNSO statement or letter to the board of some form. Is everybody comfortable with that approach, please?
Mm-hmm. I am, yes.
You?
Yes. Leslie?
Mm-hmm. Youngham?
We were provided with a document that contained Blake Asian, Keith, and some other people's views. Is that document public, or is it just for our purposes?
I think that was
on the conflict of interest issue.
Yes, I think that was a discussion on the CCNSO Council email.
Right. Yes. I know that, and I'm just wondering if the discussions within the council will be made public, because there are some facts that I think the public should also be aware of.
Okay.
Leslie, this is Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Maybe in order to what could help is that I summarize that document and send it around, and if the council feels comfortable, then it can be shared in advance of the Dakar meeting.
Okay. So if you do that, we can have views if people are uncomfortable with it being shared on the email list.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a very sensible way forward. Is anyone against that? Okay.
thank you very much, everybody. Let's continue the discussions on that one in person in Dakar then, and on the email list. I'm going to move us on, if everyone's okay with that, to item 7, the been on the agenda for a while now, the discussion around the closed wiki space of the TLD community. And we have a paper on that item with the suggestion that we move forward on the basis outlined in the paper. Can I ask if anyone has any questions for clarification or objections to that way of proceeding, please?
I have a question for clarification. Would it mean that users of that closed wiki space would be instructed to treat the information on that wiki space confidentially?
Well, if we can put in a disclaimer, I think that since it's closed, it's pretty obvious that this information should not be shared outside the community, but we should perhaps put in a written disclaimer somewhere.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for this point.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, so I take it we're comfortable with proceeding. Thank you very much.
Buffy, can I just add that Christina will actually have a separate session at the Dakar meeting where she will teach people how to use both Adobe Connect and this wiki page. We will announce it more broadly closer to the meeting, but just so you know.
Yeah. Okay, that was in the paper on training, wasn't it? Yes, okay. And just to be clear, we said that we would do this for a trial period, and the council would review after that trial period where we go next or whether we continue, in fact.
That's in the document as well, and say mm-hmm. that review, say, it will come up again at the council agenda at the Prague meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Bart. Okay, let's move on then nicely, seamlessly, to preparations for Dakar. Item 8.1, I can report that I met with the new chair of ICANN. Because of timing, as we touched on earlier, I think that comes quite early in our schedule for Dakar. We will be going to meet with the ICANN board. They have found a room big enough to welcome us all, which is good. I have talked with the chair about maybe a brief introduction from him as the incoming chair in terms of the issues that are on the board agenda and whether as the incoming chair he wants to talk a bit more about how he intends to work, particularly with the CCNSO. In line with the normal format, there is a request for topics from the CCNSO, and following on from our previous discussions, I think I have already trailed with the likelihood that we might want to talk about the conflict policy, as it were, the post-departure issue, as we've already covered on our agenda, and ICANN finances and strategic plans. I will send an email to the council list just outlining that for everybody, particularly for people who aren't on the call today. And if anyone wants to add additional topics onto that list, you'd be very welcome. But obviously, we'd like to keep that to just three items. I have also made a suggestion that the board may wish to come to us with three items that they would like to ask for CCNSO input on. Other than that, happy to take any questions or comments on 8.1. No? Okay. I'm hoping that might be an acceptable way forward, but we will see.
Yeah, definitely.
So item 8.2 is the follow-up from the defense area group discussion in Singapore with the board. Byron, you've partly covered this in your update, I think.
Yes, and I think, like I said, the first tentative steps have been taken. I think that at the board level discussion that we need to keep the pressure on. In the various conversations I've had with board members in the intervening period, I think there was certainly some surprise as to some of the comments we made and where we were at, and also really a desire to keep that dialogue going. So I think keeping the pressure up and the visibility of the conversation up is going to be an important part of that dialogue and interaction. And I've also had some pretty positive feedback about what we're doing and how we're approaching it from a couple of board members.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments for Byron on that? Okay, thank you, Byron. Lastly on Dakar, then, we have the topics for the public forum, where we are asked in advance to highlight any topics that we as a CCNSO would like to add to the agenda. What are people's thoughts, please?
Leslie, I take it that all subjects that are open for public comment will be automatically part of the public forum discussion, right?
All of the consultations?
Yeah, all things that are open for public. For instance, we know that there is a draft version of the strategic plan open for public comment. I take it that it automatically means that I don't have to suggest now as a topic for the public forum the draft strategic plan 2012-2015.
Right.
But anyway, that would be my suggestion, and I think there are quite a few other things as well.
I'm not sure that all of the items currently for consultation, as it were, go automatically as topics for public forum. That's not been my experience to date. But Gabby, you might be able to...
My understanding of how it works is that, as a way of working, that the staff and Steve Crocker want to cluster some of the topics in order to have a more fruitful public forum. So structure it a little bit more than in the past as a new way of working. But that's my understanding. So if, for instance, strategic planning is one and maybe a conflict of interest, maybe it's more about, the general topic will be, if you look at conflict of interest is, board behavior or something. So that's the way they want to do it. So that's why they wanted or they asked for topics for the public forum which are of interest from the CC community.
Okay, well, I think you mentioned two that are quite useful. I would add a third, and that is the process for the recruitment of a new CEO.
Okay, so I have a working list at the moment then, which is the expense area group for money, the revolving door stroke conflict, ICANN strategic plan, and the process for the new CEO.
And president.
Does anyone else wish to add any more items to that list, please?
So this is, just to make sure, this is the list for the public forum discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
If we could, I could relay those back to Steve, that would be fine. Okay, let's move on then, if we've done on Dakar for the time being, to the liaison update. And we had an email just now from Hang Tran, I believe, on the GNSO that I'm now going to have to reopen in my inbox. Hang Tran, you're on the call.
Do you wish to add anything to that, please?
Hi.
We can only just hear you. You're very faint.
Okay. Yeah. I always have this problem. Very poor.
I'm sorry. I don't think we can hear you. I can't hear you unless it's just me.
Okay.
No, I can't. It's Byron. I can't hear either.
Okay. Better. Hi.
That's getting better. You're gonna have to shout.
Yeah. I'm more or less shouting already. Yes, the GNSO Council is going ahead with the working group for the consumer interest trust innovation. Although there's a desire to be a joint working group, but I think they are going ahead first to be a GNSO owned working group for now. Unless other SOs and AC express interest and are in agreement with the terms of the charter, and then it may become a joint working group.
Okay. So I think what I was hearing, just to summarize that, is that the council are looking at this working group on consumer trust and choice, and with an idea of producing an update for Dakar. And in your email, you referenced the working group charter and that the working group could become a joint working group. It may be helpful if you could send the charter to the council list to remind us of that, what that entails, please. And maybe this could be an item for our meeting with the GNSO, do you think?
Yes, sure. I can send out the charter which has already been approved, and maybe I can do a summary.
Okay. But this is as a GNSO working group, isn't it?
Yes, for now it's a GNSO.
Yeah. Okay, Han Shan. Given that it's quite difficult for us to hear you on that call, maybe we could progress this via email, please? I do apologise, but the sound quality is not very good at all.
Yeah,
you'll have a very sore throat if you shout too much.
Sure, everyone. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay.
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl, yes. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Just to follow on from that, and hopefully my line's a little bit more clear.
Yes, it is.
Because the GNSO work groups, even in their pre-chartering formation, under the new rules and guidelines for work groups, are open. Both Olivier, Kristen Vonk and myself have been a part of the now chartered work group since its inception. So from an ALAC point of view, we've been very careful to try and ensure that the charter was worded so that other SOs and ACs could find it palatable should they wish to. And so when he sends that through, I might be so bold as to ask Olivier to contact you and give you the official word from ALAC as to how we feel about it. But it would be one of those, because it's very metrics-based, it would be something that I think the CC community would have enormous local knowledge and real information to bring to the discussion, and probably is in a unique position should a few of their members want to be involved either joint as a joint or sort of contributory to a GNSO work group per se. I think there's real value that the CCNSO community could bring to this metrics discussion because it is part of the requirements for review after the CCLG program runs under the affirmation of commitment. So we're up to the definitions stage in work so far, but once we get past definitions and into real metrics, the CC community would have a wealth of experience. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Very much.
I will follow up on this one from my end as well with those who support the working group.
Okay, and that will come back onto our agenda when then? In Dakar?
I think that's the most feasible time, isn't it?
Okay, yes. Thank you. Anyone else, any comments or questions on the GNSO update, please? Thank you. Okay, Cheryl, over to you for the ALAC update, please.
Well, like all other advisory committees, we've been somewhat occupied by some of the joint applicant support issues in preparation for the deadlines required on the Dakar meeting for the new GTLD program to go ahead. The ALAC has endorsed the joint applicant support work group final report. We would look forward to any CCTLD community input on that, particularly where many of the communities that the CCTLD members operate in are likely to have the types of new GTLD applicants who may indeed require the assistance, the facilitation that the Joint Applicant Support Work Group has outlined, but more importantly, many technical expertise sources and resources and training, for example, would reside well and truly in the CCTLD community, so there's a huge nexus of opportunity there. Another major piece of work from our point of view is, like yourself, the strategic plan and getting used to the new finance reporting and perhaps we hope greater accountability, so there's similarities there. And I suppose the consumer metrics has been another issue which we've been actively working in, but that's been as part of, as I mentioned earlier, the open nature now of GNSO work groups. Other than that, Leslie, I don't want to take up any more time, but I thought what I might do in Dakar is just, if I may, send across to the Council just the link to how I report back to the At-Large Advisory Committee and the At-Large Community on CCNSO activities, and I was wondering if perhaps that might be something that the liaison to the ALAC may wish to start using once you get testing into the wiki, because I utilise the wiki as sort of a continuous update tool rather than a email information sharing, which is how you're getting updates from your liaison to the ALAC. Other than that, that's about it.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, and yes, I'm sure we'd appreciate having sight of that on the email list or in the chat. Any questions or comments for Cheryl, please? No? Okay. You've been so impressed. We have no comments, but thank you very much for that. Okay. Can I move us on to the end then? Any other business? I have one quick item, but obviously happy to take others. Let me just address this quick item in that we've had a request from ICANN for a CCNSO volunteer to discuss ICANN meetings for the next decade. In terms of meeting structure, content, frequency and cost and so forth. That meeting will be whilst we're in Dakar and I will send that email to the list seeking for volunteers, so let me give you pre-warning of that one. Does anyone else have any other items of any other business, please?
Not me. No.
In which case, thank you very much for your participation and your patience. It's slightly quicker than our last call. I'm sure we'll get it under an hour if we work really hard, but some very useful comments and issues that we're discussing at the moment. So thank you very much indeed, and look forward
thank
to
you, Leslie.
You, those of you that are
thank
in Dakar or participating remotely. Thanks very much, everybody.
Thanks, Leslie.
Thanks,
bye.
Leslie.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.